Saskatchewan Roughriders head coach Craig Dickinson is a candid guy. After Friday, September 16, S26-24 loss to the Edmonton Elks, he summed up the Riders in three words: not very good. A few weeks ago he had described the team as a 50-50 team. They have deteriorated in their last three losses. Dickinson continued that the team was not very good when they were 4-1. On how they are not very good late in the season, he said it starts with the lines. The offensive line gets the most public attention. On Friday night, the Riders gave up 8 more sacks. Dickinson shared the blame. He said some were on the O-line. He said some were on Cody Fajardo, in that Fajardo needs to step up, not step out. Lastly, he said some were scheme-related. What was equally concerning Friday night for the O-line was their struggle in creating room for rushing the ball. The Riders have had a good running attack. It was startling to see Frankie Hixon get but 14 yards on 10 carries. Without Logan Ferland and Dan Clark, the offensive line has been woeful. If they are back in the lineup in 2 weeks, I am hopeful there will be a tolerable line. If they are still injured, it is going to be bad. As with most head coaches, Dickinson is rare in criticizing his starting quarterback. Fajardo loves, when under pressure, to pivot to the left. The move is too predictable. Perhaps he feels he cannot step up, but it is clear his head coach thinks he could step forward. As well, Fajardo has been reluctant to throw the ball away. With regard to the defensive line, Dickinson lamented there is no pressure. Where the Elks could get pressure with three rushers, the Riders could not get pressure with four rushers. Since returning from injuries, A.C. Leonard and Pete Richardson have not been getting the pressure they showed early in the season. I had been thinking the line was not the same since Garrett Marino was cut. Dickinson said Marino had to go, but they are not as good without him. Dickinson further stated that they are also missing their second-best interior lineman in Anthony Lanier being injured. What is most frustrating is the failure to contain quarterbacks. The Riders have currently lost the ability to contain. After 3 weeks of quarterbacks running free, surely they can correct that issue. What Dickinson did not address were a pair of coaching decisions. On 3rd-and-1 early in the game, the Riders went shotgun and brilliantly executed a long pass to Shaq Evans for a touchdown. What I question was, on 3rd-and-1 in the third quarter, the Riders went shotgun again and Hixon was stopped. When they were going to run, it should have been Fajardo on a quarterback sneak. With 8 minutes to go in the game, the Riders went to a tempo offense, not huddling but moving immediately to the line after each play. They scored on consecutive drives to take the lead. Fajardo is at his best in tempo. Last season it was successful. I think the Riders need to go tempo much more often. Braden Lenius and Dickinson both spoke of Duke Williams addressing the team after the game. Lenius spoke of Williams, saying they can be a Cinderella story that some great teams go through facing adversity. Lenius said they have to be a band of brothers. I hope Williams is right. The Riders could use some magic. Bill Selnes, who's based in Melfort, has written about the Saskatchewan Roughriders since the late 1970s. He was inducted into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Football Reporters of Canada wing on November 24, 2013.